All right, so we've got an attendee of the Dating Power Seminar here. David, how are you doing, mate?
Not too bad, Dan.
Excellent. Now, it's the end of April, and you came to the seminar, the Dating Power Seminar, in November. And I just want to start off with learning a bit more about you before you came to the seminar, like a bit of the back history there. What was your life beforehand? Why did you decide to come to the seminar?
Yeah, I've been having problems, meeting and attracting women for the last couple of years now. Just being unclear what to say.
Okay.
Being too much of a... I was sick of girls saying, oh, you're such a nice guy, you know, like... I find it really hard. I don't understand why you are... Don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, why don't you have a girlfriend?
You know,
yeah.
I was just, you know, yeah, like thinking, well, it's, you know, like, I go to the gym, I have a full-time job, but mm-hmm. I just couldn't find what I was,
Did you ever ask women, what do you think, did you say, what should I do differently, or, I mean, what sort of things did you try to do before you came to our seminar?
Oh, I was, you know, like, girls would say, just be yourself, you know, like maybe, you know, wear another shirt or just...
Wear another shirt.
You know, just...
just, yeah, that's going to fix
you know,
it.
And I was thinking, no, this isn't right, you know. And I'd see guys out there who'd be really well, who'd be like, you know, good with women.
Yeah.
But they'd just say, oh, you've just got to say this and say that. But it's,
right.
You know, I was just like, well, that's useless. You know, I need something that's... I need some grounding... some tools, you know, some fundamentals.
That's really important.
So I saw your guys, your information on the internet and thought, well, you know, why not? I want to make myself a better person. You know, not just for dating, but just that confidence, which I know I have. Just need to bring that out again.
To unleash it.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things you said there was the other guys are saying you just need to say this, you need to say that, but you were saying that's useless, you need to have some more foundations, and it's very true. Like it's not only about what you say, it's there's a lot of other things that guys just miss out on, and there's just, you know, specific techniques that we taught obviously at Dating Power, but the fundamentals are extremely important. If you don't have the right foundation, you're all over the place no matter what you've got to say around women. So now look, we've also got Ben here as well. Ben, you got a question there you wanted to ask?
Yeah, like what were some of the things that you're actually trying to do or trying to use, you know, prior to coming to the seminar? What were you actually doing when you, like, you'd see a girl and you'd want to meet her? What would happen then?
Well, I would probably get drunk.
You're not the first guy to do that.
Just, basically the kind of crew that I was hanging out with, they basically were just saying, oh, you know, she's too hot, or, you know, you can't, a girl like that wouldn't go for a guy like you, and all this kind of stuff that was basically just really annoying me, because it was just basically embedding in my head that, you know, I'm not going to, you know, get the girl of my dreams, you know, it's like, you got the money and stuff like that, but just going up to them and just being very polite, you know, asking them like where they work, all kind of boring kind of, and I could just see in their face they just lose interest. Women say they want to be with a nice guy, but
when you do that,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Why were you being polite?
Because that's what I thought that's what they wanted.
Would it be fair to say that like you hadn't really, no one had ever said you should do things a different way? Like
no one, basically, it's the way it was. You know, it's basically Learn for yourself.
So when you went up to these girls that you know you found attractive and actually got the courage to start a conversation and you were polite and then you didn't really have much success, like how did that make you feel?
Yeah, it made me feel pretty ordinary. You know, just going out week after week, trying the same kind of routines or you know,
just
not working.
Yeah. And what were you thinking when you thought, okay, I'm going out every week and it's not working? Did you start to think maybe it was you that was the problem, or?
Oh yeah, definitely. Just you know, the girls I don't want guys like me. You know, it's like.
Did you
that's really frustrating.
Yeah, how about towards the women? Did you think maybe women these days are did you think maybe they're too hard to get, or there's something wrong with women these days? Like what other thoughts did you have about women?
Oh, just materialistic, you know, buy them drinks at the bar.
Mm.
It's kind of that notion of like, you know, Sex in the City, like the perfect kind of partner, and
right,
you know, just confusing, you know. Mm. Just
and you're just wondering where you fit in,
yeah,
into it all. Am I doing it right? Am I the guy they're looking for? Am I the right guy?
I think when you hear girls at work saying, "Oh, I'm with a guy at the moment who doesn't treat me too well. I just want a guy who will treat me kind of nice," and you know, hearing that at work and then going out and then not seeing that and thinking, okay, well, I don't get it because I was with a bunch of girls at work who I get along with, and they're telling me this information.
Yeah.
But when I go out, it's completely...
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
All the women are dating those guys, yeah, but you know, they're saying they don't want to be...
That's right. It's like...
Right. Interesting. All right, so we'll move on to the seminar now. Like, what sort of big things did you learn at the seminar that changed your perspective, and, you know, what sort of tools did you get?
Well, basically, not using pickup lines. You know, you can approach a girl that you want, and it can come down to a whole bunch of it, you know, different facets, like body language is a big thing I learned.
Mm-hmm. Do you get a lot out of the demonstrations from Ben and Stu up on
the
stage?
Yeah, just the basic power moves, which I thought were great, and I've actually used some of that at work, especially the one with a girl said, "Oh yeah, I've been working out," and said, "Oh yeah, we'll turn around, let's see it." So,
which, how did she respond when you did that?
She was all giggly and like really. Oh,
no. Women love the power moves.
And it felt great. It was just like, and there was like a bunch of other guys around me, and I just thought, well, I can do this.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have to say, you know, just be your kind of like, "Oh wow, that's fantastic." I just said, "Well, okay, we'll turn around." You know, so okay, not too bad.
Right. So it's like you were presented with that situation, and then you just knew what to do.
That's right. Yeah. Sometimes actions they speak louder than words. You know, that was just having the information about, you know, certain types of techniques about, you know, and mainly confidence. Being confident in yourself, and just if you want to talk to a girl, then you can say a few things. You know, like instead of like asking for a phone number, just give us your number.
Yeah.
You know. All right, well, I think that's a key point there, and I know that's something that I know when I was first starting out, I struggled with a lot. I didn't know what to do. That was my biggest personal problem, is that no one had ever taught me, okay, this is how you actually go about approaching a girl that you like. Now, it's interesting that you're reporting there a similar thing. It's like you knew what you wanted to do, but you really just didn't know how. So given the situation, it's like you've come to the seminar and you've learned some things from us. It's like now you've got opportunities that are popping up where you're like, I know how to handle myself in that situation now. Like, share a little bit of your experience there with that.
Okay, well, there was a situation where I went to a bar, and there was just some work colleagues, and there was, you know, a girl that kind of really caught my eye. Now, I know for a fact that before doing this kind of stuff, I would have just probably sat in a corner, had a few drinks, and thought, oh, yeah, made up a whole lot of excuses to say, oh, you know, she doesn't want to like me for this and that. And I just thought, no, just, and that, like, a mindset of just saying, I can do this, you know, I can go up to her and approach her, and I don't need to use any cheesy pickup lines, but just be social.
This was in front of your work friends as well.
They were in the vicinity, but I didn't, you know, I just basically just did it, and I didn't need approval.
So it takes a lot of
anyone.
Confidence, because, you know, these are your work friends, and if it doesn't go well, then, you know.
That's actually a situation where most guys would never even consider approaching, right? Yeah. To see you walk over and speak to a girl, and if it doesn't go well, you know, your work friends turning around, you know, basically saying you're useless and paying out on you for not scoring, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But why were you able to, in that situation, approach that girl when you were with your work friends? What were you actually thinking at that point in time?
I just thought, well, this girl's very attractive, and I think that I'd get along with her, you know. And I just thought, well, why not? If it doesn't work out, then so what? At least I gave it a crack, and
yep. All right. So, what are some of the results that you've got? Like, being out there on the meeting women, what sort of results have you been getting?
I've got a few dates.
Nice.
That's you know.
That's always a good thing.
That's, yeah. Phone numbers, basically going up to girls and just, you know, just actually having more of a fun night, you know, more of a kind of like a social kind of like good vibe, you know, following up, I took a girl out to see a comedy show, like stand-up kind of act, and she had a great time, you know, so.
So like before actually, you know, learning anything from us, what was your dating life then? Was it like how many?
It was by luck. I could go out with women, but they weren't the women that I wanted to be with.
Yeah.
You know, it's like going out as kind of like default. You know, but having the ability to see a girl that I want, you know, be at a bar or, you know, bookstore, and just saying, well, you know, I have the fundamentals to approach it and see what happens.
Nice. All right, David. So how about when you're out with some of your mates? So you're talking about your work colleagues there, but how about when you're with your friends? Like, how's it been going? What sort of stuff you guys been up to?
It's been good. I've met a couple of guys through the Modern Man seminar. So we're all going out. You know, I feel like I'm always taking the lead with these guys. You know, like they'll stand around and say, "Guys, what are we here? We're here to talk about football. No, we can do that at a pub. We're here to meet women."
Yeah.
All right.
Guys love talking about football.
You know. Yeah. So okay, but there's football and there's some beautiful women.
Yeah.
You know, who might like football as well.
Yeah.
So you know, it's basically I've been kind of dubbed the approach king.
Because
well, I just
give us a number. How many women, like on a big night out, how many women have you spoke to?
Boy. Well, when I first started this stuff, I'd be lucky to speak to one. Now it's like I'm speaking to girls in clusters of groups with guys, and just probably about 20 sets of women.
Wow.
Right.
You're out there having a good time by the sound of it.
Isn't it interesting when you spend like an entire night and you talk to over 20 women?
And the good thing is like I'm not getting drunk. I'm doing this pretty much sober. I might have one or two beers, but that's
just tradition, you know. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's if you're trying to mask up the confidence with some alcohol, then that's when you're having, you know, you need to reassess things.
Yeah, so that for me that's because I like nothing to have, you know, nothing better than having a couple of beers, but to go out on a Saturday night and approach girls like sober, that's just like I wouldn't even, if someone was telling me that before, I would have just like said, yeah, whatever. So that for me is great. You know,
and how are women responding when you approach them? Are they having a good time? Are they getting bored like you were saying before and you're just talking about work or whatever? What's happening now?
They're having fun, you know.
Having fun,
you know,
yeah.
Just, you know, being in a good social kind of vibe, you know, and basically making everyone feel present and, you know, it's not just like the one girl.
Living in the moment.
But just, you know, it's like I'm in the room and let's have fun, you know, that kind of...
That's very attractive, not only to women, but to people in general when you're out in a social situation and you see some people having fun, and if you're in a group and you're not having fun, you look over to them and you think, wow, who are those people?
Yeah.
You know, and you, by the sound of it, become one of those people having a good time and everyone's sort of going, oh, who are they? You're out there talking to all women, and the interesting thing is that when you're talking to those women, the other women in the bar, they're going to be thinking, right, well, this guy knows a lot of women. This guy, women like this guy. And it has a multiplying effect on how, like the attraction that women will feel for you, and your sort of quote unquote social proof. You know, women will say, "Okay, this guy's cool."
So tell me now, like we're always the ones giving the techniques and ideas and so forth, but I'm actually interested to learn. Like you've taken our advice and you've gone out and now you're starting to approach lots of women, you know, even in just one night. What, like, for someone listening now, what would be, like, two of the main key things that you've learned that have really improved your ability to approach women? What are those two bits that really hit home for you and that have given you the ability to do that now?
I'd basically say the first thing would be trying to install a positive mindset. Just believe in myself, you know, saying that, you know, not trying to get psyched out by the other big guys and bar, just saying, well, I've got my own... qualities and that's attractive, you know, that I'm a fun guy, you know, and believing that.
Awesome. It's very powerful. Yeah.
Because if you, you know, the old thing is like, if you don't love yourself, then who's going to, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And you're going to find it very hard to be comfortable around other people. And you know, it's going to come across in your body language and how you're talking and things.
So another question too related to approaching. You may have struggled with this, I'm not sure, but most guys we find the starting point is they don't really know what to say when they first walk over to a girl. Like, did you have that sort of experience?
Oh, yeah. Just the most common thing is like, oh, hey, girls, how's your night going? It's like, they're just kind of like, good. And it's like, and they're thinking, you're like about the 100th guy that actually said that. Mm. And they're trying to be polite. And then, so what do you do for a job? it's like boom.
Yeah, straight off the bat. Like, okay, here we go. Another one of these boring guys.
I was like, so you come here often?
Yeah.
All the cliche. So like you've done the approaching, but you know, you got some phone numbers and you went on some dates. What are some of the experiences you've had on dates?
I guess taking the lead, making sure that setting up the date instead of saying, oh, so what do you feel like doing?
Is that what you would have done in the past?
Yeah, it would have been nice to say, like, that's fine, it's fine. Like, I don't care. Like, no, I'm easy, you know, it's fine. We can do that.
Women hate that.
No, it's okay, that's okay. Yeah.
Anything, I'm free.
Yeah, please. It's like Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's fine. You know? But
that's all right. So now you take.
I definitely. It's, if I do get a number, you know, I'll call when it feels right. You know, this is 3 days, kind of rubbish. So if I want to do it the next day, I'll do it the next day. But you know, having like an idea in mind.
Has the quality of the women that you're dating improved? Because I know you were saying before that you were dating women, but they weren't really.
Oh yeah,
their
it's
types.
Improved. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm approaching and setting up a date. So
you're choosing, and you're choosing your women. Yeah.
That's right.
Mm, awesome. All right, so one thing I want to ask is, how were you right after the seminar? Like, did you go out and you start approaching women the next week? Did you get some dates the next week? Like, how long did it take you to start using the information?
Oh, Dan, I tell you what, I was feeling really... I was feeling pumped, boys. You know, with all this information, I thought, wow, there's so much... There's so much to use here, you know. I feel like
I gotta use this stuff.
You know? And I thought, I think it was the next night I went out. Went to this bar.
Yep.
You know, I was just there, just having a beer and just kind of like, just you know, wasn't
by yourself.
I was there by myself actually. Right. I was there by myself, guys.
That takes a bit of confidence.
Thought I'm gonna go out. I just feel like going out, and I was just like, you know, sitting down, just having a beer, and there were these girls. At that stage, she was like sitting down, and she said, "Oh, so what are you drinking?" I said, "Oh, just having a beer, you know, just minding my own business."
Mm.
And I said, "Oh, you know, you guys are pretty rowdy over there, you know, like, you know, what's going on? What's the occasion?"
Yeah.
And you know, she started talking, and then I looked at her shirt or something. I made a comment about the shirt, saying, "Oh, you know, there's must be a bit of history behind that shirt or something, you know, like trying to."
Yeah. What sort of shirt?
Oh, it was something. I think it was like she got it from Africa or something.
Right. Okay. You know? So like,
it's quite unique.
Right, it was unique.
I get it. So what you're saying? What's the story behind? That's a good question to ask, actually. Really gets can open up some good conversation.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I've done it with earrings and necklaces and. But
just don't do it with handbags, because then they're going to think, "Hang on, is this guy batting for the other side?" Or...
Yeah, we don't teach that.
Yeah, definitely not at the day of our seminar. That part.
Yeah, somewhere else.
Yeah,
but it just you know, we started getting along really well, and I wasn't anxious. I was just basically just being relaxed and being confident. And she was sitting next to me, and we're just enjoying conversation. About an hour or so later. Was introduced to her friends, you know, like, guys, we're talking about a table of girls here. We're talking about maybe six or seven girls and one guy.
Wow.
You know, that's...
And you went over to them.
And, you know, that's just fantastic. Just having fun. And then I was dancing with this girl.
Yeah.
Right. And then
that's great.
Then about a couple minutes later, we were kissing passionately. It was like
you can lecture the next seminar.
Yeah, we're getting you as a guest speaker.
I was like, you know, and I just like, it was great. It was just like being confident and just being present in the moment, and got a number and
kind of that would have been an amazing feeling. Like, how did you feel? Like, you know, from not being able to do that in the past, and now you're out there, you're doing those sort of things. Like, what were you feeling? Like, what?
Oh, I was feeling like it can be done.
Yeah. Did you feel unleashed? It's like, I'm here. I've arrived. You know,
the beast within us.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I'm actually, you know, I can have my choice now. With women, I can do this.
Yeah, it was great. It was like, it was an amazing experience. You know, just to go out there and, you know, just try some of the methods that you guys talk about.
All right, so David, before you ever came to our seminar, like, what, when you saw our website and you saw like the stuff we were talking about, what were you thinking before coming to the seminar? Were you a bit skeptical? Were you thinking, oh, what is this stuff? Does it work? Well, what were you thinking? Where were you at? How did you perceive it?
I was thinking, oh, you know, like, could be like a, you know, trying to just a quick way to make money, or.
Oh, okay.
And I had a look at the website, and it was very very presentable, and I thought, why not? You know, I just felt the need to improve my social skills. So
yep.
And,
okay.
You know, so
you thought you'd give it a go?
Yeah, there's a few. You know, there's testimonials on there as well, which were good. And
okay.
So you it sounds like you're a little bit apprehensive.
But yeah,
you're at a point where you just wanted to give something a try.
That's right.
And we'll just see what happens.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely a little bit apprehensive, but...
Alright, so what happened when you got there and you started hearing the stuff? Like, then what were you thinking?
I knew basically, as soon as I got to the seminar, like, and the other guys around me, it's like, I thought, you know, this is going to be a good day.
Awesome.
You know, like, with all the... Yourself, Ben, Stu, you know, like, good guys, and...
Oh, cheers,
the format was really good, and...
All right, so what would you say to guys, you know, tossing up whether or not they should get the DVDs and watch the seminar, the Dating Power seminar, and learn? What would you say?
I'd say, yeah, go out and do it. Get the DVDs, it's very worthwhile. Lots of stuff to learn. Could be a very, very good investment.
Awesome. Well, appreciate your time, David.
No worries.
Thanks for coming along.
No worries, guys. Man.